This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you think of the Bengals stadium when we were there? It's called Paycor now. It was Paul Brown Stadium. It was the best football atmosphere I've been in a long time, so that's going to color how I feel about the stadium. And I'll be honest, I didn't really walk around a ton. I kind of did a little walk through the club level where we were sitting, but I didn't really see a ton of the behind the scenes of the stadium. But what did you make of what you saw?
Pretty solid. Like, not one of those stadiums where I'm going, I've seen it. Like, when I went to San Francisco, I call it Pac Bell, but it was AT&T. Now it's like something else after something else. I don't really keep up with the sponsorships, but they're baseball stadium. That's my favorite stadium in sports. I went and I was there and it was twilight and I smelled the garlic fries. I walked around and I go, this is it. This is the stadium.
I do think baseball is different than football in that way.
No, it is. That's fair.
Ballparks, there is a mystique and a beauty and there's water and there's all kinds of things. Football's just kind of seats generally.
Yeah, it's a bit more bowlish. Yeah, I'm with you. I went to the Ravens stadium. I thought, oh, this is pretty nice.
So I
wasn't blown away. I go, this is fine. This is solid.
At the time that I stopped being a beat reporter, I had been to all but four NFL stadiums. Cincinnati was actually one of them. Let me see if I can remember them top of my head. I had not been to Houston, which at the time was Reliant Stadium. I don't know what it's called now. I had not been to Cincinnati, Paul Brown, which is now Paycor. I had not been to Foxborough, Gillette, which is now whatever that is. And there was Atlanta, actually, which is now new anyway, Mercedes-Benz. So those were the four, I think, that I did not go to while I was on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one or two others now, like Minnesota, the new one I have not been to. I only say this to tell you that I thought the Bengals stadium was awesome. I really, really liked it. My analysis is colored by the fact that I had a blast, that the team played really well.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if they got beat 38-5?
Maybe it feels a little different. I don't know. I mean, I'm not naive to that. I do think when I rank cities, so to speak, so my buddies and I, if we're sitting around, we're talking about our favorite, least favorite cities in America. A lot of times I'm basing how I feel about a city on the fun I had over 3 days. I went to Seattle. It rained for 3 days. I barely left the hotel. Probably not going to have as glowing report on Seattle if it was beautiful and I was on the water eating some, you know, delicious fresh caught seafood or something, you know, right there, and boats are coming by.
Yeah, I went to Charleston and every dish I had rice in it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was so fat afterwards, but it felt great. I love Charleston.
Probably was beautiful. Yeah. The weather's nice. So I don't know. I'm not naive enough to say that the experience we had and just Monday Night Football, Bengals fans going nuts, everyone being nice, added to it. But I did like Paycor Stadium. The reason we bring this up, though, is the Cincinnati Business Courier is reporting that Hamilton County, which I guess is the county where the stadium sits right there in Ohio on the border of Kentucky. They are considering right now and looking into the logistics on how much it would cost to add a dome to the venue. Now, hear this word. To me, dome means full-time roof. If it's a part-time roof, you would call it a retractable roof. Or if it is a partially open dome, you would acknowledge that. You would say, you know, that it is moderately open. They are considering adding just a dome over that stadium all the time. I think this is going to be happening in more stadiums on the East Coast, in our region, north, south, wherever, but in the Mid-Atlantic and beyond, because I think what teams are realizing is it is so hard to get anyone to come to games.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to get someone off of their couch, which is comfortable. Not eating their own foods, which they've already purchased. Not having their own drinks, which are in the refrigerator for free. Not watching their 5K, 8,000 HPI TLR television, 6U screen where everything, like the players come out after a tackle and go, did you like that one, Danny? And you go,
yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Thanks, go, Frankie.
That's what we're watching.
See you back in the huddle.
When it rains, no one's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I could go. Diehards will go. You're not going to sit in the rain all night. When it's really cold in the winter, am I going to go? Am I not going to go? It needs to be a nice game to have a chance to get anyone off their butts. And I think what everyone's realizing is we can't risk this anymore. We can't have rain games. We can't have cold. We can't have hot. We need this Goldilocks game. We need it to be just right. We need 72 in air conditioning just to have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's the case and the team's really good and there's a good environment with a good road opponent in the house and we give away a towel or a bobblehead when you walk in, maybe Danny forgets about his fantasy team for 3 hours. Maybe he decides to grin and bear it with the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an angle here for the Commanders, too, which
yes,
is to say they're building a stadium, and it's going to have a roof.
So there's I'm of two minds, and let me just try to let's explore the space a little bit. Put on our reflection trunks, take a swim in like us here. There's a part of me that says you're giving away willfully an advantage if you are a Northeastern team or a cold weather team, and the playoffs roll around, and like let's say for the sake of argument, you got Miami on the schedule. If you're Buffalo, oh, I want those guys that did nothing but play in 80 degrees to come up here and have it be zero, have them be miserable. Or the West Coast team that used to be in San Diego or L.A. that's got to come to Chicago now and play me outside. I don't want to give that up.
Last year in the playoffs, here's your example.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins went to the Chiefs at Arrowhead. It was the coldest game in the history of football. Do you remember this?
I do now, yeah.
All the people treated for like hypothermia and stuff.
That's right.
The game was over before it started. You could pregame, you saw the Dolphins, they're all bundled up like they're about to live in an igloo,
mm-hmm,
and the Chiefs are running around with their Vaseline on their arms, shining and everything, but they had no chance.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather said you have no chance.
But you also said it very well, the beginning part. People were treated for hypothermia. You know what I mean? Like, we sort of can't do this anymore, and that's the second mind, is where's the trend line going? And we talked about this years ago, only tangentially football-related here, but it was with concussions and youth participation and CTE and everything. The trend line was, this doesn't affect you, but we think this might. And then, well, this definitely affects you, but we think this might. The line and the arrow was pointing significantly in one direction, and that's where it's going. It's too hard. It's too expensive. It's too much. Everyone's so busy. Everyone's got so many demands on their attention. Too many streaming services, too much comfort, too much hassle. Everyone's busier than they've ever been to just say, I'd like to spend a ton of money for a not that great of an experience.
Right.
I'm not doing that. I know a lot of people aren't either. So to that end, you've got to cater to that. Even if that means you sacrifice that potential, that home field advantage outdoor weather game for a non-weather city, it may just be where we have to go, period. And I think having planning where you go, I may have to not have that one special time every 5 years where I'm hosting a playoff game against a team who is not used to dealing with inclement weather. I may have to sacrifice that for some good attendance in those other 4 years of 364 days.
Yeah, and plus, if you're the Bengals, Joe Burrow is going to be your quarterback in perpetuity here during his career. You got a decade of Joe Burrow coming up. They're going to be a pass-first operation, probably. I don't think you make a decision with a dome, which is forever, based on your current design offensively. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to change a lot. You're about to pay Chase or Higgins. The other one you'll kick to the curb. And you're going to have a pass-first offense with Burrow. And maybe there's something to, this is our identity, Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow. If it's not Zach Taylor, it'll be the next O coordinator that comes in here to call plays with this Heisman Trophy-winning passer, pocket-passing savant. So maybe you want more good weather games. Like in baseball, I remember there was this book I read years and years ago that you could probably find from Kevin Kennedy, who I worked with at MLB Network Radio, former manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Twice Around the Bases. And one of the early pages in that book was about like getting an advantage. And I remember him talking about when he was the manager of Texas and Boston, they would configure different things that they could, that
of course,
homestand,
yeah,
based on the team. So, like, they'd called up a couple of fast guys, and they were going to try to basically be a speed team for this homestand or stretch or whatever because of some injuries. And he told them in advance, like, grow out the grass. We're going to be laying bunts down. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's real. Like,
Orioles, you let the grass grow on the foul lines so the bunts stay fair.
The Orioles changed their entire outfield wall and ruined Camden Yards, in my opinion, and I think went way too far, by the way. But they basically said, no pitcher wants to come here. We cannot sign pitchers. We cannot get Corbin Burns to come here without trading for him. We need to be able to sign an ace when we want to. Now, they don't spend money anyway, so maybe it doesn't matter. But we're not going to be able to do that unless we change the dimensions so that that left field wall gets pushed back, and it's gone from being the easiest ballpark to hit a home run to left field in to by far the hardest. Again, I think they went way too far, and it's extreme. But you build your dimensions sometimes based on your team, the personnel you want, the wants, whatever. So maybe that's a small part of this. I don't know. But I think what is the bigger conversation is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're trying to fight a losing battle. Stadiums are going to get smaller. They should. You should not build a 70,000-seat stadium anymore. You don't need to. It should be 57, 58,000 seats. With the ability in standing room only, Danny, to be low 60s. Something like that. Because there just isn't as much demand. And when you have the giant stadium, see the Cowboys... See what was the Redskins before, you know, the 20 years ago when they started ripping up seats in the old organization. It just gets overfilled and overflowed with other fans because the demand internally is going to ebb and flow for your own thing. But I think they should put a dome on that stadium. And I think we're at a place where every single stadium built now moving forward is going to have a roof.
It's going to be rare that it doesn't. Like, if you build in... Again, I keep picking San Diego, where the weather is perfect at all times. There's never a time where it's not unbelievable.
So that's
then
the
maybe.
Caveat. I think when I say I mean East Coast. I mean where there's weather.
Yeah.
Where there are seasons, where there's rain beyond the occasional rare day. I know that it's like windy and can get cool in San Francisco, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, but yeah, point taken. I'm refuting the general with the specific. Like, my axiom for a long time has been, we have to stop having weather problems with baseball. Like, I know we're talking about football, but like, somebody is sitting there going, is the game happening or not? Is it happening or not? I go to the stadium, the game's about to start, there's no update, I'm there for 2 hours, and then finally I leave, but hey, they just started.
You spent $1,000 on your five tickets.
Like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough of that. And that problem, okay, that's you got 81 of those home dates. Well, this is a much bigger to-do.
Totally.
If I got a similar hassle, I'm not coming back. I'm not doing that.
I was talking to Dad about this yesterday.
Love you, Dad.
Not my father, Dennis, but the dad on our staff.
Love you, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the point we kind of came to was, I was telling you about this, Darris, with Baltimore this weekend. The weather was immaculate. It was the best weather day for an NFL game I have been to, certainly this season, and I'm sure there was one like it last year, the year before. But, I mean, this is textbook weather. And going to the game was a gigantic pain in the butt. Now, I know that it was in Baltimore, not home. Although, you know, for me, living in Virginia, it's not that much of a difference, to be honest, in terms of commute. But just as an example, the traffic around the stadium there was awful. Everyone complains about the traffic here. It was worse for me getting to and from the parking lot up there. And then I jumped in an Uber to come back. I rode up with Chris Russell. I jumped in an Uber to come back with a couple of buddies who had been at the stadium enjoying themselves all day. And I sat in the very back of an Uber van that couldn't have been hotter or smelled worse, but that's beyond the point. In the third row of a van. And I get in and I'm like, all right, Baltimore to DC, it's gonna be 45 minutes. Grin and bear it, you got this. The GPS, he's like, it's gonna be about an hour 49. And I'm like, kill me now. I mean, it was just so luckily your boys got YouTube TV and I just put watch Kirko Chains light up the Panthers for a couple of hours. And Sunday red zone, everyone else is like falling asleep around me and whatever. You know, we had a blast and it was fun and we chopped it up and caught up about the game or whatever. But it was a long drive. My point is, you got to want it. That was 72 and sunny in Baltimore for a 4-2 or whatever, 4-1 Washington team and a good Ravens team. And it was a great game. You can't ask for anything better than that. It's Lamar Jackson. It's Jaden Daniels. It's a couple MVP candidates. It's good football. It's a fun stadium. And if I think about the alternative of just, what if I just sat at home? Watched the game, enjoyed my Coca-Cola Zero Classic with my chips and my dip. Kids running around in the basement, but I also watched four other games. I got to watch every play of Jared Goff and fighting Dan chest muscles, just embarrassing the Cowboys. That would have been fun too. Yeah, would have been. I probably still actually owe someone for that Uber ride because
it was probably cheap too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What the guy did, he's like, he punched it in. He's like, this is what it would cost. I'll take cash. Like, that was basically what it was. And she's like, yep, let's go.
Okay.
Here we go. 140-some, whatever, you know, whatever the number was to get back.
Oof.
Point of the dude's story is, it's hard to get people to go to games.
Yeah, and it's not getting easier.
No. Like,
that's the thing. And that's where so many different teams and orgs for so many years, really, with Washington. Talking with the foosball group. They just assumed at the time, we're the Redskins. This will work itself out. We're the Redskins. We could just pretend to have a season ticket waiting list. We could pretend that everybody, the demand is still there. We just act as if we're this organization that everyone wants to be a part of, and they were losing fans left and right, losing interest left and right, to the point that it was a farce. It was a joke. So there's a lot of work to be done to go uphill as it is. So talking about the Harris Ownership Group most specifically here as it applies to the stadium, they're already fighting uphill. They're doing a great job. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. Not a criticism at all. But they got here, and everything was a mess. And then now you're also fighting these other headwinds that are going on while you're excavating the rubble. You know? And that just thinking about that, you've got to do everything possible at all times to make it as easy as can be for people to give you the money and to get something out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.